Stand in the gap. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4 verse 16. The battle of the ages has raged since the fall between God and his cruel enemy. That old serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, still stalks souls to kill and deceive. That roaring, prowling lion still applies his wiles to lacerate and consume with fear. The enemy is exhausting many believers with doubts within and fears without. The enemy is deceiving many with false teachers and compromised doctrine. The enemy is beguiling many into narcotic slumber of disinterest or compromise. But this foe was defeated at Calvary, a fact in which we should rejoice. Christ is returning soon, but this enemy seeks to discourage and accuse many saints. How important for us to stand firm in Christ's strength and not be moved. How urgent, therefore, to stand in the gap for others and intercede for the many. In Ezekiel's time, the Lord sought for a man who'd build a wall and stand in the gap. But he found no one, not even one. In the days of Ezekiel, the Lord looked for intercessors and he found none. Today, in these closing days of the church age, God still seeks those that will pray. Faithful men and women of prayer to intercede on behalf of others. Dedicated prayer warriors to stand in the gap and pray beyond themselves. Believers with a heart for God's glory. Children with a love for their Lord. Christians who stand between life and death for the many. Warriors to fight between heaven and hell for fellow brothers and sisters. Oh, God seeks those that are prepared to position themselves in the breach for the sake of the many. Centuries have passed, and the church has all but reached its fullness. The end time leavening process is almost complete. The end time apostasy, of which Paul warned in 2 Timothy, seems to be here. Believers are seeking doctrines of demons in broken systems of brackish water. Christians are truly being engulfed by economic cares and worries of the world. The leavening process and apostasy has all but done its worst. But we are reminded in Hebrews that we are not to be those that shrink back. And Peter reminds us, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Oh, is not the Lord seeking those that will build a wall of prayer for the church? Intercessors that will stand in the gap. Should we not stand in the gap for the many that are facing such troubles? Is this not the clear directive of the Lord to those that are resting in him? An intercessor is one that stands before the Lord as a priest to minister to God. An intercessor is one that stands on behalf of another and pleads to God for them. As royal priests and a holy nation, we have been thus commissioned. Unlike Israel, whose high priest alone could enter the Holy of Holies once each year, we have unlimited, continuous, and abiding access to the throne of grace. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Every Christian has the right to approach God's throne, for we're accepted in Christ. Every church-age child of God has the responsibility, for we are all complete in him. Every believer has the call to intercede, for we are all kings and priests unto God. Every blood-bought child of God can intercede on behalf of others in need. But as in the time of Israel, we too are to be clean before the Lord. As in the days of yore, we are to be separated unto God. As believers, we are exhorted to walk in holiness of heart. We are reminded that our garments are to be undefiled. We are to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. Our bodies are to be washed, cleansed, consecrated and anointed for service. We are to be covered in the blood of the Lamb. We are to be washed in the water of the Word. We are to be anointed with the Spirit of God. We are to be set apart to his service alone. Oh, Nehemiah wept in prayer over Jerusalem, repenting of the sins of his nation. And Nehemiah reminded God of his promises to his people. Daniel interceded for the city of Jerusalem, identifying with the sins of his people Israel. And Daniel pleaded with God that past prophecies should come to fulfillment. Jeremiah lamented over his city and people with tears as he interceded on behalf of the wayward nation and repented to the Lord. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people. Should not we, who are appointed as ministers of intercession, similarly intercede, mourning for the tragic condition of the body of Christ in its apostasy, confessing our own complacent attitude towards this state of affairs? Should we not similarly stand in the gap for brothers and sisters in Christ, who, like the world, are being overwhelmed with the cares of this life, who seem to have lost hope in the Lord's return to claim his precious bride? Should we not ache for the body's restoration, spiritual purity, and faithfulness, when we see so many wandering from the Lord who loves them? When we see ourselves so often out of fellowship or living complacently, let each of us cry out for our own inner purification as we plead, "Search me, O God," so that with clean hands and a pure heart we can cry out, "Heal the many." The battle of the ages still rages betwixt God and his cruel enemy. That old serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, still hunts souls to kill and rape. The roaring, prowling lion still seeks believers to lacerate and consume with fear. Satan still seeks to exhaust God's children with doubts within and fears without. But Christ is returning soon to rescue us from this fallen world. How important to stand firm in Christ and not be moved. How vital to maintain sweet fellowship with our Lord through 1 John 1:9. What urgency there is to stand in the gap and intercede for the many. As we wait for the Lord, let us intercede and take time to stand in the gap for others.